always, but Frank Kelly in Vegas. Talked with Tyler earlier about the NCAA tournament and who she likes Thursday through Sunday, man. This is close second to me to the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament. These games arguably are typically better. The better teams actually playing here, and you still get pretty consistent basketball over a four-day span.
I prefer the the double-digit seed Cinderella stories still going on, so I'm more of a first-weekend guy, plus more games, more buzzer beaters, more upsets, everything like that. But overall, still a pretty fun weekend, and I start off just by asking her about how much fun the first weekend is, because the common theme is that that's the most fun weekend that you could possibly be in Vegas. Well, is that true?
You know what? It is probably pretty accurate. I'm trying to actually think. Super Bowl is great, but there's a packet of props and everything you can bet on, but there's only one game, as opposed to first weekend of March Madness, where it is just a complete zoo, and every single ballroom at every single hotel is just filled with tables and giant TVs. I mean, I think I'm still exhausted from this weekend.
Well, how was it for you as far as the weekend goes? Like, did you profit this weekend?
I did profit this weekend. It wasn't a large profit. I had a couple of bets that just failed to cash in the second half, like Cincinnati, nice little three-point halftime lead. I was catching four, and they just absolutely imploded. Had a couple other really nice cashes with no sweat. I unfortunately was on Minnesota against everyone under the sun who was on Middle Tennessee too, but sometimes you got to be the contrarian. Sometimes it pays off, other times it doesn't. Xavier was my big money line cash over the weekend, so I was pretty happy with that. Enough money to make me happy, and like I said, all the free drinks and free hot wings you could eat. So
that's not bad at all. That's something that I can get into for sure. One of the interesting things from the first weekend is the fact that the first round itself was not all that exciting in terms of major upsets and Cinderella stories and everything like that. But the second round did have an awful lot of upsets, even if they weren't, double-digit seeds. We saw Wisconsin knocking out Villanova and Michigan beating Louisville and games like that. How did that compare to what you typically see out of the tournaments as far as underdogs advancing to the Sweet 16?
Man, I was shocked. The first day, Thursday, I was down at the Westgate, and I was just like, wow, I cannot believe all of these favorites are winning outright. So the money line bettors, in terms of betting favorites, were really happy the first couple of days. And we had a feeling that the second weekend, or the second round of, 32 was going to be a little bit different. So I played all dogs. I hit 3 out of 5, so I was pretty happy with that. But it was rather shocking. I was like, we're going to see it kind of switch. And I'm hoping that's what happens again with Thursday and Friday, is that we see those dogs keep cashing. I mean, that's what makes it so exciting. It's not fun to watch, Gonzaga beat the crap out of South Dakota State unless you're holding a South Dakota State plus 22 ticket.
Right, that's a good point. And now as we look ahead to the Sweet 16, I think that people are really excited because the matchups are really good. Maybe not, like I said, maybe not the Cinderella story, the double-digit seed in the mix that we typically see, but the matchups are good with Purdue and Kansas at Sprint Center. Michigan, Oregon should be an exciting game. We have 3 Big 12 teams involved. You got Frank Martin that's involved, which I know is very much of interest to you and very close to your heart. So what stands out to you about this Sweet 16 round?
There's a few games that are rather interesting. I was on Arkansas plus 11 over the weekend, and I was very happy with how well that Hogs team played, and I was shocked there with the last couple minutes left, thinking, wow, they have a shot to actually beat North Carolina outright. A couple of bad calls, a couple of bad plays, and, they ended up getting the cover but not the win. That still really tells me something about this North Carolina team. I did not feel like they should have struggled that much with Arkansas. I made the game 10. The line was 11, so I found some value there. And, I have some nice little insight. I have a couple of friends that are very close to the program down there. So I said, hey, what do you guys think of this matchup? Every single one of them said, we're going to get killed. I still played it anyway. And there they were, these kids playing their hearts out. And it was unfortunate they didn't get the win. But I think it tells us more about what North Carolina isn't really accomplishing right now. We talk about teams hitting their stride. It seems like North Carolina is really faltering down the stretch. And I wouldn't be surprised if this Butler team, who is not really a Cinderella team anymore, that years past they really were, does not pull off the 7-point upset. We saw some sharp money coming in early on in the week, so the line's down to 7, but I played them at 7.5, and hopefully I don't need that hook.
Talking right now with Kelly Stewart from VegasInsider.com, her thoughts on the Sweet 16 and everything in the NCAA tournament. Kelly, I wanted to ask you about this. Everyone in the country, it seems like, has, you know, a bracket that they make, or at least one, but maybe multiple brackets. But for someone who's so into sports betting like you, do you actually go ahead and take the time to put together a bracket? Because it seems like you have more important things to do,
you know,
since your own money is involved.
And that's where my problem is in this bracket thing, you know, because it's a $20 bracket kind of thing. And I'll always do it with the guys I've done it with for years because it's fun. And, of course, I had Duke winning it all with the rest of the country. So that was unfortunate. I was, like, again, you said, I love Frank Martin. I was very happy that Duke actually just lost outright since they weren't going to cover for anybody, and I was angry with myself for not having a little more faith in that Gamecocks team. But, yeah, I mean, and then once your bracket's busted, then what do you do? There's a – my buddy actually is doing a Sweet 16 second chance bracket, and I'm like, all right, let me just throw more money into the fire at this point. So in terms of how much time do I spend it, not very much. I probably spent 15 minutes on my bracket, maybe less. It was just one of those things that gives you kind of something extra to cheer for, because obviously I'm not going to bet every single game, but when you're in that sportsbook setting, every single game is on. So it kind of gives you that little bit of extra to cheer for, at least in that situation.
Well, I've got my national champion that's still in the mix, so my bracket isn't totally busted yet, so we'll see what happens with that. But Kelly, really appreciate the time this afternoon, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right, that's Kelly in Vegas. You can follow her on Twitter at Kelly in Vegas and on VegasInsider.com for all of her picks with the NCAA tournament.
Honda, you can't be serious here on the game.